Okay, so the vast majority of you here tonight probably know me, but just in case some of you don't, my name is Hannah. I'm 19 years old. I live in Armagh, and I've just started Stranmillish University. And like many of you here tonight, I am a daughter, a granddaughter, a sister, and a friend, and a lot of other things define me as a person, but most importantly, I'm saved, and one thing I'm not ashamed of or afraid to make known is my faith in God. So growing up, for the first 8 or so years of my life, we weren't a Christian household. My closest relations who were saved were my grandparents on my dad's side. But having said that, Mum and Dad still sent Adam and I to children's meetings. There was the wee children's meetings in the Baptist Church in Armagh on the Newry Road, and then we were also sent to the Bridehour here in our own church. And I can honestly say that I always knew that God was real. I don't remember anyone ever sitting me down and telling me that. I just always knew that he existed. But my earliest memory of having any sort of awareness of what Jesus had done for me and the difference between heaven and hell came whenever I'd say I was about 6. I vividly remember sitting in the Bridehour and the speaker was talking about hell, and at that young age the thought of hell and having to spend forever there just absolutely terrified me. And I thought about this for a few days after, and then it suddenly clicked with me that if I wanted to avoid hell and go to heaven, I had to get saved. And no one had to push me to think that way. It just sort of made sense. And then one night I was in the bathtub and I turned round and I said to Mum, I think I want to get saved. I think I want to give my life to God. And I can't remember what Mum's reaction was. She probably just thought, where on earth did that come from? But naturally, you know, with that realization came temptation and the devil. And I can remember thinking, oh, I have my whole life ahead of me and I don't need to worry about that now. So naturally, I procrastinated. And even though I knew within my own heart that I needed to get saved, I never sat and just prayed the prayer. It was a case of where I thought about it a lot, but I never actually took action on it. And then a few years later, Mum and Dad started attending church, and that same year, on Christmas Day, Mum got saved. And then shortly after that, Dad got saved, and everything in our household changed. Mum and Dad started listening to Christian music, and I noticed time was spent in prayer and Bible reading, and they'd be going to the prayer meeting and started attending church in both the morning and the evening, and I was also sent to Sunday school. And for me personally, this seemingly came out of nowhere, but I didn't really mind either. I just kind of went along with it. And obviously with this change, I was put in a position where I would be thinking about getting saved more and more often, and it became harder for me to avoid the thought of it. But then the real turning point for me came when I was about 10 or so. Mum was diagnosed with cancer, and I can remember being told that and it being very surreal, and I honestly think I might have been in shock in hearing it. Like, cancer is something you would hear about a lot, but you never think it'll actually affect you, but it did. And for the next year or so, the strain that this was having on our family was very evident, and at times it was a time of great uncertainty. But one thing I've no recollection of is Mum complaining or questioning anything. She was always fairly composed and positive about the whole thing, and I knew that it was because she was comforted by the fact that she was saved and was able to accept that this was simply another part of God's plan for her life. And so that, on top of everything else, was what really pushed me to ask Jesus into my heart, and thankfully everything with Mum has been good since. So I entered secondary school a Christian, and on the very first day of first year, it was very clear that the friends that God was providing for me, and the friends that he intended for me to have. And I'm so thankful that God has always blessed me with Christian friends throughout the majority of my secondary school life, and I cannot stress enough how important Christian friendships are. And like they're so valuable, and I only came to realise that in lower sixth at school after I had sort of come out of a phase in which I basically decided that I didn't really want to be associated with being a Christian anymore. And the reason being for this was because first to fifth year I did read my Bible and pray pretty much every day, but honestly I only really did those things because that's what I thought Christians were supposed to do. When I read my Bible, all I did was just sort of read it. I wouldn't ponder what the words really meant, and when I prayed I would recite more or less the same prayer every night, and I just wasn't really letting God's word into my life. So I experienced very little personal or spiritual growth, and so it was easy for the devil to tempt me away. And while I didn't completely cut myself off from my Christian friends, I did fall in with a different crowd, and they weren't bad people, they just weren't good for me spiritually at all. And my outlook on things changed and my personality changed slightly, but it was my Christian friends who noticed this, and they played a big part in encouraging me back to the things of God. And I'm thankful that I actually did wise up eventually and get back to the Christian company before anything got really bad, where I might have been put in a position where I might be tempted to drink alcohol or even worse. But I'd been feeling guilty over this phase, and doubt started to creep into my mind, and I began questioning if I even was ever saved in the first place. Like, I couldn't understand why I would be so reluctant to let God's word into my heart if I was truly saved and all this time. And you know, the devil will do anything to separate you from God. Even if you are saved and you can never really be cut off from God, that won't stop the devil. He will try to make you as miserable and depressed as he possibly can. And for a short time, that's how I felt. And then one night I prayed to God about it, and this was probably one of the first times in a long time that I really deeply and sincerely meant and wanted something to come out of a prayer. And after that, I gradually started to develop an urge to really read my Bible and really pray to God, but this time to really let God's word into my heart. And through doing this, it has really opened my eyes to who God is and what he's all about and what it really means to live a life for God. And I realise that God has a plan for everyone, and I see that in nearly everything. I see it in the way my brother got saved around Christmas, and I see it in the way things have worked out recently with uni, and even the way things have happened or played out in my life that maybe I didn't understand at the time. And even though I'm only 19, I've been through enough and I've seen enough to know that there's nothing that really compares to having a relationship with God, and really living a Christian life. And any advice or wisdom that you receive from the things of God is for you, for your benefit. And yes, the same things are still going to happen. There's still going to be struggles and trials, and God's not going to grant every single wish that you have for yourself, but things that you might get from prayer and reading your Bible will give you such a peace and such a content and a security that you don't need acceptance from everyone else, because we as humans fault in so many ways, but God wants you to come just as you are, faults and all, and the plans that he has for you are so much better than any plans that you will ever have for yourself. And I just want to finish with a few verses from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 to 13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Thank you.